Okay, so I have a bone to pick today, okay? There's a bone that shall be picked here. And then after I pick it, I'm going to take it and I'm going to clean it up really good. I'm going to polish it until it's shiny and sacrifice a small infant to it. And then I'm going to take it and ride off into the sunset, beating some dumbasses in the head with it. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. There's going to be a griffin with a mask on, riding a horse, waving around a bone splattered with the blood of 1,000 brainless fox. And laughing, too. I will be the laughing Kemosabe of Moron Beatdown. And I'm going to be so happy there I will just explode in my pants. And all the time, there will be continuous Levi Love Hiroshima going on with me in my pants because I'm the laughing Kemosabe of Moron Beatdown. You see, okay, here's the problem right here. There are people out there speaking out against the war in Iraq, right? A lot of people out there who think this war is about as sensible as opening up a pre-owned dildo store. They don't like it. So they're using their freedom of speech and to express these things. And they're criticizing the government and the military about this, and I can dig it. You know, hey, I don't like the war either. So, you know, that's freedom of speech. That's the way it goes. People can say what they want, and if you don't like what's being said, then you can fuck just miles of off. But now you've got the other side. You know, the pro-war idiots. And now suddenly they're getting all fucking patriotic and offended, and they're saying, how do you dare use your freedom of speech to badmouth the people who are protecting it? I've seen them say this all over the place lately, here and there. I got an email that said that to me, like, 2 weeks ago. So, you know what? That seems like a fair question to me. I mean, some people might be concerned. Why would I want to use my free speech to criticize the military that's protecting it? So, that's a damn good question, I think. So, I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to. I really am. And I'll do it just as soon as any one of you idiots can tell me how attacking a country barely out of the Stone Age to steal their fucking oil is protecting my freedom of speech. Explain to me that one, fuckholes. I mean, did you even stop to think about this, or did you just spend a lot of time eating spray paint when you were kids? How is lobbing bombs from a battleship 400 miles away and blowing the shit out of a desert full of poor people, how is that protecting my ability to speak? I didn't seem to be having any problems with these people trying to stop me from talking. Yeah, I can't rightly remember the last time a guy with a towel on his head snuck into my room while I was sleeping and tried to remove my tongue there, so I don't really need protection from that, do I? And, well, the real question here, of course, you know, how is killing practically helpless, starving people a form of protection at all? Is this like the time Hitler protected himself from all those terrible Polish people? You want protection? Lock your door! Locking your door is protection. A bulletproof vest is protection. A fucking condom is protection. Running across town and cracking a guy's face open with a brick so you can take his wallet is not fucking protection! That's being an asshole! And anyone who says I'm being unfair for speaking out against it can eat a whole platter full of kiss my ass souffle, okay? Don't tell me they've got weapons of mass destruction and they're pointed right in America with Saddam's finger right on the button because he's gonna push it and blow us up! Don't even... That shit makes me want to rape Bambi. Iraq doesn't have weapons of mass destruction. You know what they got? I'll tell you what they got. They got sand! Hundreds of miles of fucking sand! They farm their food out of sand. They build their houses out of sand. Their children are made of sand. They sure do a lot of things with sand, but you can't take away my freedom of speech with fucking sand! Was this their brilliant plan? You ignorant fucksticks? Is this how you figured they were going to attack our freedom of speech? They were going to wake up one morning, float across the ocean on some dead camels, storm the American beaches like Normandy or something, and throw sand at us until we stop talking? This is why we had to go bomb them back to a point that makes the Flintstones look like fucking Starfleet to protect our country from the fucking Talhead Sand Brigade? Are you completely fucking insane? Iraq was never a threat to us. We can fly a missile up a mosquito's ass from 2,000 miles away. They've barely got running water. They have a hard enough time controlling their own crime. They can't fight a war. Iraqi soldiers were surrendering faster than the Irish can get drunk. Don't tell me I'm being protected from these people. But they had Scud missiles and rifles and Scud missiles are about as accurate as a Nicaraguan plastic surgeon, okay? They could barely hit Israel with those things. I could blow a wad of cum further than a Scud missile. So they certainly aren't accurate enough to bomb the speech out of my mouth, now are they? And rifles? Sure, yeah, they got those, but they can't shoot across the fucking ocean, can they? And of course, don't forget the only reason they were firing missiles and shooting rifles in the first place, because we attacked them! So fuck you and your protecting our freedom bullshit. You can't be protecting yourself from someone you fucking attacked. Just sit there for a while and think about how it feels to have Terry Schiavo whoop you at checkers. Yeah, if our freedom was ever threatened by a place like Iraq, then I hope we have a few troops left to send to South Africa to keep our country safe from the naked pygmy tribes and their bamboo spears of mass destruction. I hear the starving children in Zimbabwe are planning on attacking our freedom of religion next. If it's not too much trouble, it'd really be nice if you could find it in you to remove your head from your stupid ass and stop being a fucking moron. I have no respect for you. I do have respect for the military, and I respect the soldiers. Some of my best friends are American soldiers. Those guys guys have shitloads of my respect. It takes balls to want to defend our country, but the simple, sad fact is the job they've been sent to do by our government has nothing to do with defending the United States. It just doesn't. Even most of the soldiers will tell you that now. It's not their fault. They're doing what they've been ordered to do. The day our soldiers are fending off a true threat to this country, you won't hear a single discouraging word from me. But until then, you psychotic pro-war geniuses need to learn the difference between defending and attacking. You do that and you might learn why there are countries out there who want to fight us in the first place. This is to your exploding, ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.